Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host. And like I mentioned last week, I predicted I was not going to have a lot of time to do this show. And it turns out I was 100% correct. I do not have a lot of time to do this show, so we're going to see if I can get through it in one take. So let's start it off here. Lucid Motors released a pic of a vehicle carrier. So just imagine like a semi-truck with a bunch of cars on the back waiting to deliver 6 Lucid Air Dream Editions. Deliveries will begin October 30th, so this Saturday. Or last Saturday, depending on when you are listening to this. The Hyundai Ioniq 5 got a 5-star overall crash test rating from Euro NCAP, which is great. We're still waiting for this car, at least I'm still waiting for this car to hit the US market, because I'm going to talk about this a little bit later. But Tesla, their pricing is getting way outside of my comfort zone when it comes to their car prices. But we'll talk about that later. Let's jump into Panasonic news. Panasonic plans to start test production of the new 4680 battery cells in March. Now, you would think that Panasonic would be testing these cells or testing the production of these cells at their Giga Nevada factory, but they're not. They are going to test them in Japan. And I should say March 2022. So I believe right now Panasonic actually produces the battery cells for the Model S and Model X in Japan and then ships them to California. And that's fine because they don't make a lot of Model S and Model X's. I can't imagine that Panasonic is planning on building the 4680 cells and then shipping them to California. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. It makes more sense for Panasonic to partner with Tesla and build them where Tesla is building the cars. But it's good news to hear that they're actually ramping that up. This week, Panasonic also showed off a new battery cell prototype that they say could lower production costs. The new battery will have 5 times the battery capacity as current cells, and it will cost 50% less to make. Now, I'm not throwing shade onto Panasonic here, but we'll see if they can make this work at scale, because everything is easy in a lab. When you try and build it at scale, it's much, much more difficult. But Panasonic says if this all works out, they will be able to boost production 100-fold by the end of the decade, which is pretty cool. And I should mention that Panasonic is not building the lithium iron phosphate batteries that Tesla is using in their entry vehicles. And actually, I should probably go back here just a little bit more. I was going to do a story on this later, but I'll just mention it now. The Model 3, and if they bring back the Model Y standard range, will now come with lithium iron phosphate batteries, which we've talked about this in the past. I think Elon mentioned it at the shareholders meeting. This is the direction that Tesla was going to go. Now it's official. Tesla has launched the live camera access for Sentry Mode. So basically, if you are like, I'm kind of worried about my car, I just kind of want to take a peek and see what's going on outside my house or whatever, you can now access those cameras from the Tesla app on your smartphone, which is pretty cool. And you can watch somebody, you know, key your car real time. Enough lame jokes because we got to get through these stories. I've got more studying to do. Tesla has increased the price of the Model S and Model X by $5,000. They also recently increased the price of the Model 3 and the Model Y by $2,000. I thought it'd be fun to run through the base price of all the models here. And this is just if you bought the cheapest version of each model. So we're going to start with the Model 3 here. Sorry, hiccup. Time to edit the hiccups out. Model 3 will be $43,990. If you remember, the Model 3 standard range started off at $37,500. And you could even get the standard range Model 3, not the standard range plus, but the standard range Model 3 for $35,000. So quite a decent price hike for the Model 3 standard range plus at $43,990. The Model Y long range would be $56,990. I'm not going to lie, if they put in the Model Y standard range plus in there and made it, you know, $45,000 to $46,000, that'd be a really sweet spot for that car. The Model S is base price $89,490, and the Model X base price is $104,990. So I mentioned this last week. I was going back and forth on whether I was going to get a Model Y or a Cybertruck. And right now, because I reserved the Cybertruck at $50,000 plus $7,000 for the the full self-driving, I'm firmly back on Cybertruck, even though I have to wait, just on price alone. All right, folks, we are almost done. We have two more stories here. A few months ago, we talked about a crash that happened just outside of Houston, Texas, where two men were in a Model S and they ended up getting into an accident, and they both passed away, unfortunately. And at the time, there was some concern of whether or not the driver was actually in the driver's seat at the time of the accident, because one man was found in the passenger seat and the other man was found in the back seat. I mentioned then, and I'll mention this now, that it's not uncommon when we go on accidents, especially if they were high impact accidents, we find people in all sorts of weird places, especially if they weren't wearing their seatbelt, which we don't know if the driver was wearing a seatbelt or not. The NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, has announced its findings. And right now, as we know, they haven't released their final report, but this is what we know so far. The car was accelerating up to 67 miles per hour, 5 seconds before the crash. So it sounds like at impact, the vehicle is traveling 67 miles per hour. The accelerator pedal was pressed down as high as 98.8%. So I'm sure everybody who has a Tesla has gotten somebody in the passenger seat to show off the car's acceleration, because it's a lot of fun. And it's a pretty cool demonstration as to how powerful these cars are. At this time, we don't officially know what they were doing. Maybe, you know, there was a malfunction of the vehicle, although it doesn't sound that like that was the case. Or maybe they were just, you know, showing off the acceleration. We don't know. One of the other things that people were reporting on was whether or not autopilot was engaged. And the NTSB has not officially said one way or the other. They did say that they tested a different Tesla on that same stretch of road and autopilot wouldn't engage because it doesn't have lines. So as soon as the NTSB releases their final report, I'm sure we'll chat about it in the future. But that's where we're at as far as this update. And now let's get to some slightly happier news, because I didn't want to end on a death story here. This week, Hertz announced that it was buying 100,000 Model 3s from Tesla. This is a $4+ billion deal. And, you know, the Teslas will be delivered over a few years, but this is really good for Tesla. Probably not so good for people trying to get, you know, individuals trying to buy Teslas, because right now, you know, they just don't have the capacity as it is. But it's good for Tesla on the whole. We also found out this week that 50,000 of those Model 3s will be rented out to Uber drivers in a deal between Hertz and Uber. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, the news is already pretty good, it can't get better. Well, it is better, as a matter of fact. We also got news today. If the deal between Hertz and Uber is fruitful and is working out really well, they'll buy another, and it depends on the outlet that you read. It's in anywhere. They're going to buy another 50 to 100,000 Model 3s. And so that's a total of 150 or 200,000 Model 3s total. As you can imagine, this sent Tesla's stock soaring. And at least at the time of this recording, Tesla is a $1 trillion company. So good news for Tesla, good news for Hertz, good news for Uber. Congratulations to everybody involved. especially those who own stock, and Tesla employees who own stock options, or Tesla employees who own stock. I don't know how Tesla grants, I don't know if they grant options or stock, but in either case, I really want to believe that there's somebody out there working on the line that's been with Tesla for the last 10 years, is now a multimillionaire. And I really hope that that's the case. That'd be awesome. All right, everybody, that is our show this week. I do want to say, this week, Allison Sheridan and Tom Merritt discussed some of the news that we covered today, and they did it in a little bit more detail on Monday's episode of Daily Tech News Show. Now, I realize that I've sprinted through these news stories, but I have a test on Monday, and I have to study, so I had to make this very quick. As it is, I did not do it in one take, and I didn't do it in 10 takes. So I will put a link in the show notes with the episode with Allison and Tom and for Daily Tech News Show. And then also, I'll put that in the show notes. And also, Tom released an episode of a podcast that he does called Know a Little More. And on this episode of Know a Little More, Tom talks about lithium ion batteries, and he does a fantastic job of explaining, and in a very basic and simple, easy to understand way, how what makes up a lithium ion battery, whether it's for your cell phone or whether it's for your car. He even talks about lithium iron phosphate batteries in there. I'll put a link to both of those episodes in the show notes for you to enjoy. Oh, and Allison even sneaks a little plug for the podcast, for the Kilowatt podcast in there. So thank you very much, Allison, for doing that. I already texted her and let her know thank you, but might as well say it here. All right, everybody, that is it for me this week. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you want to email me, it's Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. You can find me on Twitter at 918digital. If you have emailed me and I haven't emailed you back, more than likely, I will email you back sometime between Monday afternoon and Wednesday. I'm hoping to catch up on all my emails. Normally, I don't let more than a couple of days pass between emails, but there's just not enough time in the day right now. So, all right, everybody, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next Friday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.